This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Axios is reporting a trade deal between the U.S. and China has stalled because of newly signed U.S. bipartisan legislation supporting pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong. Reuters' Eve Johnson has more.
A U.S.-China trade deal has stalled thanks to legislation that throws U.S. support behind political protests in Hong Kong. That's according to news website Axios. They cite a source close to U.S. President Donald Trump's negotiating team and said more time was also needed to allow Chinese President Xi Jinping's domestic politics to calm. The new U.S. legislation requires a yearly review of Hong Kong's special trade status based on the extent of its autonomy from Beijing. It also threatens sanctions for human rights violations. Trump signed it into law last week, despite angry objections from Beijing.
That's Reuters' Eve Johnson. U.S. President Donald Trump is heading to London today to attend the North Atlantic Treaty Organization leaders' meeting. VOA's White House correspondent Patsy Whitaker-Suara has this report from London.
Leaders this side of the Atlantic are bracing to meet Donald Trump at the NATO summit just outside of London this week. A president who no longer publicly says that the alliance is obsolete and wants to leave it, but continues to slam member countries for not meeting NATO's 2% GDP defense spending target. American officials have reassured European leaders of Washington's continued commitment, as shown by military reinforcement in NATO's eastern flank. But anxiety persists that under Trump, the U.S. is neglecting the alliance. Among Europeans' goals this week, simply avoiding a Trump flare-up, like those that have happened in past meetings. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, London.
To keep track of the NATO meetings, please visit us at voanews.com. In Washington, this is VOA.